This medical moment is brought to you by McLaren Greater Lansing, doing what's best. One of your primary care physician's jobs is to monitor your health by ordering tests not only for special situations, but for routine ones as well. But at what age and how frequently should you get these tests done? Dr. David Pohl is a family physician and sports medicine specialist with McLaren Greater Lansing. He says what was normal in the past may change as information is gathered.
That's correct. As we learn more about these illnesses and disease processes, we get more information. We kind of change with the evidence. So the current evidence says, hey, the current screening guidelines start at this age for this condition, again, based on family and medical histories. I think that's changed recently as we've gotten some more information.
Colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer, and it's highly treatable if it's caught early. Your doctor may order a colonoscopy to see if you're at risk.
A colonoscopy, as long as it's negative or normal, usually you're done about every 10 years. If they see some things like polyps or any other sort of lesion, they, again, based on pathology and what they actually tested to be, that follow-up might be a year later, it might be 3 years, it might be 5 years, all kind of depending.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Dr. Pohl says the guidelines for mammograms have been changing lately.
Again, some of the newer recommendations are, as we're younger in our 40s, maybe it's every other year. But again, maybe based on your family or personal history, it's still every year. And as women start to gracefully age, those mammograms we keep doing about every year.
Dr. Pohl says the key to the whole process is making your annual physical checkup appointment with your primary care physician. This medical moment has been brought to you by McLaren Greater Lansing, doing what's best.